సర్వేభ్యో నమస్కారాః. అద్య సిద్ధాంతకౌముద్యాః కారకప్రకరణే వింశః పాఠః. జులై మాసస్య 29వ దినాంకః. ఏనాక్షర సమాం నాయమధిగమ్య మహేశ్వరాత్ కృత్స్నం వ్యాకరణం ప్రోక్తం తస్మై పాణినయే నమః. వాక్యకారం వరరుచిం భాష్యకారం పతంజలిం పాణినిం సూత్రకారం చ ప్రణతోస్మి మునిత్రయం. మునిత్రయం నమస్కృత్య తదుక్తీః పరిభావ్య చ వైయాకరణ సిద్ధాంత కౌముదీయం విరచ్యతే. స్వరష్టాధ్యాయి, లెట్ us do a bit of a recap today and go back to the section on కారకస్. Right, we already studied these sutras from 1423 to 55. So, I'll read these, so you can all just read it along with me, I mean, read it yourself along with me. So, once we do this week, we will revise these sutras and then go back to the Vibhakti section. Karake dhruvam apaye padanam bhitrarthanam bhaya hetuho paraje rasodhaha varanarthanamipsitaha అంతర్ధౌ ఏనాదర్శనమిచ్చతి ఆఖ్యాతోపయోగే జనికర్తుః ప్రకృతిః భువః ప్రభవః కర్మణాయమభిప్రైతి ససంప్రదానం రుచ్యర్థానాం ప్రీయమాణః శ్లాఘనుంస్థాశపాం వీప్స్యమానః ధారేరుత్తవర్ణః స్పృహేరీప్సితః క్రుధద్రుహేర్ష్యాసూయార్థానాం యం ప్రతికోపః క్రుధద్రుహోరుపసృష్టయోః కర్మ రాధీక్ష్యోర్యస్య విప్రశ్నః ప్రత్యాంఘ్యాం శ్రువః పూర్వస్య కర్తా అనుప్రతిగృణశ్చ సాధకతమం కరణం దివః కర్మ చ పరిక్రయణే సంప్రదానమన్యతరస్యాం ఆధారోధికరణం అధిశీంస్థాసాం కర్మ అభినివిశశ్చ ఉపాన్మధ్యాం వసః కర్తురీప్సితతమం కర్మ తథాయుక్తం చానీప్సితం అకథితం చ గతిబుద్ధిప్రత్యవసానార్థశబ్దకర్మా కర్మకాణామణికర్తాసణౌ హృక్రోరన్యతరస్యాం స్వతంత్రకర్తా తత్ప్రయోజకో హేతుశ్చ ప్రాగ్రీశ్వరాన్నిపాతాః. కారక ప్రకరణే చతుర్థీ విభక్తి ప్రకరణం అధీయమానమస్తి. తత్రాదౌ కారకచతుర్థీ, యత్ర కారకం నిమిత్తీకృత్య విభక్తి విధీయత. చతుర్థీ సంప్రదానే ఇతి సూత్రేణ సంప్రదాన కారకస్య చతుర్థీ విభక్తి విహిత. తర్హి కిం నామ సంప్రదానం ఇతి ప్రశ్నః. కర్మణా యమభిప్రైతి స సంప్రదానం ఇతి ప్రథమం సూత్రం. దానస్య కర్మణ, యత్ర దానక్రియా అస్తి తత్ర దానం యస్య దీయతే, అర్థాత్ యస్య యత్ కర్మ అస్తి దానక్రియాయాం తస్య ఉద్దేశ్యం. దానస్య కర్మణ యం అభిప్రైతి సహ సంప్రదానం భవతి, యముద్దిశ్య దానస్య కర్మ దీయతే సహ సంప్రదానం ఇత్యర్థః. విప్రాయ దదాతి, విప్రాయ గాం దదాతి, గౌః కర్మ విప్రముద్దిశ్య గౌః దీయతే, అతః విప్రః సంప్రదానం సంప్రదానత్వా చతుర్థీ విభక్తిః. అన్యాన్యపి సూత్రాణి సంతి సంప్రదాన సంజ్ఞా విధాయకాని. రుచ్యర్థానాం ప్రీయమాణః ఇతి సూత్రం. రుచ్యర్థానాం ధాతూనాం ప్రయోగే ప్రీయమాణః అర్థః. రుచిః నామ కిం ఇత్యుక్తే అన్యకర్తృకః అభిలాషః రుచిః ఇత్యుచ్యతే. అభిలాషః నామ ప్రీతిః, కస్యచిద్ విషయే ప్రీతిః వర్తతే. కింతు తత్ర ప్రీతేః కర్తా భవతి అన్యః, అర్థాత్ यहा प्रीत्याशयः यस्मिन् प्रीतिः वर्तते तद्भिन्न कर्तृकं कर्तृका प्रीतिः सैव रुचिः इत्युच्यते अर्थात् हरये रोचते भक्तिः इत्यस्ति हरिः भक्तिम् अभिलषति अर्थात् भक्तिविषये हरेः प्रीतिः वर्तते किन्तु अत्र कर्त्री अस्ति भक्तिरेव भक्तिरेव हरौ स्वविषयकं स्वविषयकीं प्रीतिम् उत्पादयति स एव अर्थः हरये रोचते भक्तिः अत्र प्रीयमाणः अर्थात् प्रीत्याश्रयः हरिः तस्मात् हरेः अनेन सूत्रेण सम्प्रदानसंज्ञा तत्प्रयुक्ता चतुर्थी विभक्तिश्च श्लाघ नु स्था शपां नीप्यमानः इत्यग्रिमं सूत्रम् एतेषां चतुर्णां धातूनां प्रयोगे श्लाघ नु स्था शप् इति चतुर्णां प्रयोगे नीप्स्यमानः अर्थः अत्र कः विशेषः एतेषां प्रयोगे कश्चित् कश्चिदर्थः बोधनीयः अस्ति सो देर् इस् अ स्पेशल् मीनिङ्ग् विच् इस् इण्टेण्डेड् टु बि कन्वेड् सो द पर्सन् टु हूम् दिस् इस् इण्टेण्डेड् टु बि कन्वेड् नीप्स्यमानः ज्ञापयितुम् इच्छा नीप्स्य ज्ञापयितुं नाम बोधयितुम् इच्छा नीप्स्य यः बोधयितुम् इष्टः यं प्रति एषः अर्थः बोधयितव्यः सोऽर्थः सम्प्रदानं भवति अर्थात् गोपीकृष्णाय श्लाघते इत्यस्ति श्लाघा नाम आत्मविकर्तनम् गोपी आत्मानं प्रशंसति किमर्थम् इत्युक्ते आत्मनः प्रीतिं कृष्णाय बोधयितुम् अत्र बोधयितव्यः कृष्णः अतः कृष्णस्य चतुर्थी विभक्तिः कृष्णाय श्लाघते धारेरुत्तमर्णः इति सूत्रं धारयतेः प्रयोगे धारयति इत्यस्य ऋणस्वीकरणसमये उत्तमर्णः अधमर्णः यः ऋणं ददाति सः उत्तमर्णः यः ऋणं स्वीकरोति सः अधमर्णः उत्तमर्णः अर्थात् यः ऋणं ददाति तस्य सम्प्रदानसंज्ञा भवति हरिः भक्ताय मोक्षं धारयति भक्तैः यद्यदर्पितं पत्रं पुष्पं फलं तोयं यत्किञ्चित् तत् हरिः ऋणरूपेण स्वीकरोति तं ऋणं ऋणस्य निष्क्रयणार्थं मोक्षं प्रदास्यति इति पुराणेषु श्रूयते अतः हरिः भक्ताय मोक्षं धारयति ऋणं स्वीकृतवान् इत्यतः हरिः अधमर्णः भक्तः ऋणस्य दानं कृतवान् इत्यतः उत्तमर्णः भक्ताय धारयति हि ओस् मोक्ष साल्वेशन् टु हिस् डिवोटी अग्रिमं सूत्रमस्ति सम्प्रदानसंज्ञा विधायकं स्पृहेरीप्सितः पदद्वयमस्ति स्पृहेः ईप्सितः इति कारके इत्यधिकारः सम्प्रदानम् इत्यनुवर्तते स्पृहयतेः प्रयोगे इष्टः सम्प्रदानं स्यात् स्पृहयति इत्यस्य इच्छति इत्येव अर्थः सो यद्वस्तुः इष्यते यद्वस्तु इष्यते अथवा या व्यक्तिः इष्यते तस्य सम्प्रदानसंज्ञा भवति स्पृहयते प्रयोगे ईप्सितः स्पृहेरीप्सितः इति व्याख्याने स्पृह ईप्सायां चुरादौ अदन्तः चौरादिकः दशमगणीयः धातुः अकारान्तः स्पृह ईप्सायां ततः स्वार्थे णिचि सो हौ इस् टेलिङ्ग् अस् हौ द वर्ड् स्पृहेः इस् डिरैव्ड् सो यु हेव् स्पृह इति धातुः णिजन्तः स्वार्थे णिच् भवति स्पृहय इत्यस्ति अल्लोपस्य स्थानिवत्वात् लघुपदगुणाभावे स्पृह् शब्दात् षष्ठे एकवचनं स्पृह इ निच् निचि सति अयादेशः अस्ति स्पृह इ इत्यस्ति तत्र अकारः लुप्यते ಅಥೋಲೋಪಃ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಅತಃ ಸ್ಪೃಹಿ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ತಿ. ಅಲ್ಲೋಪಸ್ಯ ಸ್ಥಾನಿವತ್ವಾ ಲಘುಪದ ಗುಣಾಭಾವೇ, ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಗುಣ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸ್ಥಾನಿವತ್ ಭಾವ. ಸ್ಪೃಹಿ ಶಬ್ದಾತ್ ಷಷ್ಠೇಕ ವಚನ ಸ್ಪೃಹೇಹ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಯೋಗೇ ಇತಿ ಅಧ್ಯಾಹಾರ್ಯಂ. ಸ್ಪೃಹೇಹ ಪ್ರಯೋಗೇ ಅರ್ಥಾತ್ ಸ್ಪೃಹ ಧಾತೋ ಪ್ರಯೋಗೇ ಸದಾ ಸ್ಪೃಹಯತೆ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿನ. ಸೊ ಸ್ಪೃಹಯತೆ ಪ್ರಯೋಗೇ ಇಷ್ಟಃ ಈಪ್ಸಿತಃ ನಾಮ ಇಷ್ಟಃ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾನಂ ಸ್ಯಾತ್, ಸಂಪ್ರದಾನ ಸಮ್ಯಃ ಭವತಿ, ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಚತುರ್ಥಿ ವಿಭಕ್ತಿ. ಪುಷ್ಪೇಭ್ಯಃ ಸ್ಪೃಹಯತಿ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್, ಪುಷ್ಪೇಭ್ಯಃ ಸ್ಪೃಹಯತಿ ಪುಷ್ಪಾಣಿ ಇಚ್ಛತಿ ಇತ್ಯವ ಅರ್ಥಃ. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಫೈನ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟಿಂಕ್ಷನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಈಪ್ಸಿತ ಅಂಡ್ ಈಪ್ಸಿತಃ. ಸೊ ಕರ್ಮಸಮ್ಯ ವಿಧಾಯಕಂ ಸೂತ್ರಮಾಸೀತ್ ಕರ್ತುಃ ಈಪ್ಸಿತಕಮಂ ಕರ್ಮ ಇತಿ ಕ್ರಿಯಯಾ ಆಪ್ತುಂ ಇಷ್ಟತಮಂ ಕಾರಕಂ. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ತಮಃ ಗ್ರಹಣ ದೇರ್, ಸೊ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಕರ್ಮಸಮ್ಯ. ಸತ್ರಾಪಿ ತಥೈವ ಯದಿ ಈಪ್ಸಿತತಮಂ ತರ್ಹಿ ಕರ್ಮಸಮ್ಯ ಭವತಿ. ಕೇವಲಂ ಈಪ್ಸಿತತ್ವಂ ಅಸ್ತಿ, ಹಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಈಪ್ಸಿತತಮ. ಇಚ್ಛಾಯಾಃ ಪ್ರಕರ್ಷಃ ಯದಿ ನಾಸ್ತಿ ತರ್ಹಿ ಅನೇನ ಸೂತ್ರೇಣ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾನ ಸಮ್ಯ. ಯದಿ ತು ಈಪ್ಸಿತತಮಂ ಭವತಿ ಈಪ್ಸಿತಃ ಕಿಂ ಎತತ್ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಪುಷ್ಪೇಭ್ಯೋ ವನೇ ಸ್ಪೃಹಯತಿ. ಸೊ ವನೇ ಪುಷ್ಪೇಭ್ಯಃ ಸ್ಪೃಹಯತಿ, ವನಸ್ಯ ಅಧಿಕರಣತ್ವಮೇವ. ವನಃ ಈಪ್ಸಿತ ವನಂ ಈಪ್ಸಿತಂ ನ ಪುಷ್ಪಾಣ್ಯೇವ ಈಪ್ಸಿತಾನಿ ಅತಃ ಪುಷ್ಪಾಣಾಮೇವ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾನ ಸಮ್ಯ ಚತುರ್ಥಿ ವಿಭಕ್ತಿ. ಈಪ್ಸಿತ ಮಾತ್ರೇ ಇಯಂ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ ಪ್ರಕರ್ಷ ವಿವಕ್ಷಾಯಾಂತು ಪರತ್ವಾತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ ಪುಷ್ಪಾಣಿ ಸ್ಪೃಹಯತಿ. ಪುಷ್ಪಾಣಿ ಸ್ಪೃಹಯತಿ ಇತ್ಯಪಿ ಸಾಧು. ಸೊ ಈಪ್ಸಿತ ಮಾತ್ರೇ ಯತ್ರ ಕೇವಲ ಈಪ್ಸಿತತ್ವಮಸ್ತಿ ತತ್ರ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾನ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ ಭವತಿ. ಈಪ್ಸಾ ಪ್ರಕರ್ಷಃ ಯತ್ರ ದ್ಯೋತ್ಯತೆ ಈಪ್ಸಿತ ತಮತ್ವಮಸ್ತಿ ಚೇತ್ ಪರತ್ವಾತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ. ಇರಂ ಸೂತ್ರಮಸ್ತಿ ಸ್ಪೃಹೇರೀಪ್ಸಿತಃ ಇತಿ ಷಷ್ಟ್ರಿಂಶಂ ಸೂತ್ರಂ. ಕರ್ಮ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ ತು ಸಪ್ತಚತ್ವಾರಿಂಶಂ ವಾ ಅಷ್ಟಚತ್ವಾರಿಂಶಂ ವಾ ಕರ್ತರೀಪ್ಸಿತ ಸಮಂ ಕರ್ಮ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ 47 ಆರ್ 48 ಇನ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಪಾದ, ವೆರಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ 36. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಈಪ್ಸಿತ ತಮ ಪರತ್ವಾತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಸಂಜ್ಞೈವ ಭವತಿ ಪುಷ್ಪಾಣಿ ಸ್ಪೃಹಯತಿ ಇತ್ಯಪಿ ಸಾಧು ಇತಿ ದೀಕ್ಷಿತಾನಾಂ ಮತಂ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಈಪ್ಸಿತ ಮಾತ್ರೇ ಇತಿ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾನೆ. ಸೊ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ನನು ಪುಷ್ಪೇಭ್ಯಃ ಸ್ಪೃಹಯತಿ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ನತು ಪುಷ್ಪಾಣಿ ಸ್ಪೃಹಯತಿ ಇತ್ಯಪಿ ಉಭಯಂ ತು ಇಷ್ಯತೆ. ಇಫ್ ಯು ನೋಟಿಸ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಕೇಸ್ ಇನ್ ರುಚ್ಯರ್ಥಾನಾಂ ಪ್ರಿಯಮಾಣಃ ತತ್ರಾಪಿ ತತ್ರ ಕಿಮುಕ್ತಂ ಕರ್ಮಸಂಜ್ಞಾಯಾಃ ಅಪವಾದಃ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತಂ. ಸರಿ, ಸೊ ಹರೆಯೇ ರೋಚತೆ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ಕರ್ಮಸಂಜ್ಞಾಯಾಃ ಅಪವಾದತ್ವೇನ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾನ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ ಅತಃ ಕೇವಲಂ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾನಂ ಭವತಿ ತತ್ರ ತು ಕರ್ಮಸಂಜ್ಞಾ ನ ಭವತಿ. ಅತ್ರ ಅಪವಾದ ಬಾಧ್ಯವಾದಕ ಭಾವ ನಾಸ್ತಿ ಇತಿ ಇಷ್ಯತೆ. ಸೊ ದ ಬಾಧ್ಯವಾದಕ ಭಾವ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇಂಟೆಂಡೆಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾನ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆನ್ ಅಪವಾದ ಟು ಕರ್ಮಸಂಜ್ಞಾ. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ವಿಪ್ರತಿಷೇಧ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಪರಂ ಕಾರ್ಯಂ. ಸೊ ನನು ಪುಷ್ಪೇಭ್ಯ ಸ್ಪೃಹಯತಿ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ನತು ಪುಷ್ಪಾಣಿ ಸ್ಪೃಹಯತಿ ಇತ್ಯಪಿ ಉಭಯಂತು ಇಷ್ಯತೆ. ಸೊ ಬೋತ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಡ್ ತತ್ರಾಹ ಈಪ್ಸಿತ ಮಾತ್ರೇ ಇತಿ. ಸೊ ಯದಾತು ಈಪ್ಸಿತತ್ವಸ್ಯಾಪಿ ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಈಪ್ಸಿತ ಮಾತ್ರೇ ಇಯಂ ಸಮ್ಯ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಈಪ್ಸಿತ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾನ, ಈಪ್ಸಿತ ತಮಂ ಚೇತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಇತಿ ನಿರ್ಣಯ. ಯದಾತು ಈಪ್ಸಿತತ್ವಸ್ಯಾಪಿ ನ ವಿವಕ್ಷ ಕಿಂತು ವಿಷಯತಾ ಮಾತ್ರ ವಿವಕ್ಷ ತದಾ ಪುಷ್ಪಾಣಾಂ ಸ್ಪೃಹಯತಿ ಇತಿ ಸಾಧು. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಆಡ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದಟ್ ವೆನ್ so he says there is, I mean, even that ipsita is not intended, but just vishaya, okay, pushpayanam vishaye ichha vartate. Okay, so there is no direct relation between the, it is basically what kind of a relation is intended between the pushpa and the kriya. I mean, not just pushpa, the whatever is ipsita and the kriya. So he says yadi ipsita tasyaapi na vivaksha kintu vishayata matra. సో ఫల పుష్పాణం విషయే స్పృహా ఇది యది ఇష్యతే. సో సీ దేర్ ఇస్ అ వెరీ సటిల్ డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ ద మీనింగ్ వెదర్ యు సే పుష్పాణి స్పృహ ఐ మీన్ పుష్పేభ్యః స్పృహయతి వెదర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఈప్సిత ఆర్ పుష్పాణం విషయే స్పృహ. సో ఇట్ ఇస్ అ వెరీ సటిల్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇన్ వివక్ష బట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ దేర్. సో కింటు విషయత మాత్ర వివక్ష తదా పుష్పాణం స్పృహయతి శేషే షష్ఠీ సంబంధ మాత్ర వివక్షాయాం షష్ఠీ విభక్తి. సో పుష్ప సంబంధి పుష్ప విషయక స్పృహ ఇత్యర్థే షష్ఠీ అపి సాధు. కుమార్య ఇవ కాంతస్య త్రస్యంతి స్పృహయంతి చ ఇత్యాది దర్శనాత్. సో కాంతస్య స్పృహయంతి ఇది షష్ఠీ విభక్తి ప్రయోగస్య అపి దర్శనమస్తి. అతః కుమార్య ఇవ కాంతస్య త్రస్యంతి స్పృహయంతి చ ఇత్యాది దర్శనాత్ షష్ఠీ అపి భవితుమర్హతి. సో ఈ సేయింగ్ దట్ దిస్ సంప్రదాన ఇస్ నాట్ ఎన్ అపవాద ఈదర్ టు శేష షష్ఠి ఆర్ ఐ మీన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ కారకాద నెవర్ ఎన్ అపవాద టు శేష షష్ఠి సర్వదా శేషత్వే అర్థాత్ సంబంధ మాత్ర వివక్షాయాం షష్ఠీ భవతి. సో ఈ సేస్ యూ కెన్ హావ్ ఈదర్ ద్వితీయ ఆర్ చతుర్థి ఆర్ షష్ఠి. షష్ఠి ఇస్ If it is only desire, then fourth, but desire and want to possess, second. See, the dhatu sprihayati, does it convey the desire to possess? Is, I don't know, I mean, so it's, yes, I mean, I've also been telling to understand what is ipsita sama and ipsita. So just like this, it is a minor subtle variation in vivaksha. Okay. Spriha is where the what is directly, the shabdika artha you get is where there is an intense desire for the pushpas and there is a desire. So it's a degree of ipsita is what is being conveyed. Okay. So that is the question by Ravichandranji. There is one, yes, you have something to say, Ravichandranji? పుష్ప ఇస్ ద ఫల ఐ మీన్ ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు హ్యావ్ ద కర్మ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి ఫల రైట్ బికాస్ వి డిఫైన్ కర్మ ఇస్ ద ఫలాశ్రయ. ఓకే సో ఫల ఇస్ నాట్ ఐ మీన్ లైక్ ఇన్ యువర్ Phala here is the dhatvartha. What is the dhatvartha of spriha is what we have to see. I mean, how do you exactly define it? Just like we say, what is it? Viklitya nukulaha vyaparaha. So what is sprihayati? Ichha nukula vyapara. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I am not saying this. I'll have to look it up if any of the commentaries give what exactly is this spriha. So there is the phala. Okay. So the phala shreya, the pushpa is the phala. There is a phala and pushpa should be the phalashraya. Okay. So what exactly is the meaning of spriha dhatu? I mean, when you put it that way, I'll have to see. I have not so far been able to find it. So that is where you the karma samya comes in. But is the desire to possess involved in spurhayati? I don't know. That is ichha prakarsha, so it is an intensity of desire, or there is a degree which is intended. Okay. So, but for more we need some, there is one vyakhyana which apparently gives this Shabda Bodha details more. I have the book in Bangalore, but I don't have it here. I'll see if I can refer to it sometime and see if there is something more. No. There's a question by Raghavan. It says, is it a specificity or a generality? No. Shashti is not, it is not desiring a specific thing or a class of things. Shashti just indicates sambandha always. It is what kind of a relation exists. There are different kinds where you are seeing. What a karaka, there is a direct relation between the pushpa and spriha, whether it is sampradana or karma. Whereas in shashti, what we say is just there is a sambandha, the just relation in general. So in that way, shashti is a general thing. But it is not like deciding a specific thing versus deciding a class of things, okay? So, the difference is the Shashti just indicates a general sambandha and does not indicate a direct karaka relationship between whatever, I mean, between the two things which we are talking, between the kriya and the karaka or the vastu which we have here. So, it just indicates sambandha, a relationship. And the sambandha here is of the kind of vishayata. That is, it is the, I don't know what is the exact translation for vishaya. We say vishaya in case of, say, jnana, vishaya riga. Vishayata is a kind of sambandha which is exists between these, is what we say. Okay, so there is a... One more question by Vasuji, which says, Om Namo Narayanaya. There is no Ipsita Tama or Ipsita there, because there is the Narayanaya, the Shashti, or the, sorry, the Chaturthi Vibhakti is because of association with Namas as an Avyaya, which we will see later. It is an Upapada Chaturthi. Okay. Namo Narayanaya. Narayanaya is in relation to Namas. Because of the presence of Namas, we have Chaturthi Vibhakti. So, there is no Ipsita or Ipsita Tama there. Okay. It is just because of the presence of Namas we have Chaturthi. Any other questions? Okay, so Ravindranath says the difference is desire and desire qualified by being fulfilled. Okay, but I mean that does mean that if he uses Pushpani Prahayati, it means he gets the flowers. Well, so to see the exact cases where people have used Dvitiya or used the Chaturthi and see what exactly is the difference in Vivaksha. Okay. No idea. I mean, all these things will become clear if we see it in the context of Prayoga, where actually the vibhaktis, different vibhaktis have been used, and see what exactly is the difference there. So, but there's also a difference in opinion here. So, he says, okay, so Pushpanam Sprahayati Ityapi Sadhu, Kumarya Iva Kantasya Trasyanti Sprahayanti Cha Ityadi Darshana. Vakyapadiye too. But this is what is intended by Dikshitar, and say, probably the Kashikakara also agrees with it, that there is Chaturthi and Dvitiya and Shashti. But Vakyapadiye too. Srihayati yoge karma samnyayaha sheshashchashtayam apavadaha iti sthitam. Bhartrihari says that this is an exception to karma and also sheshashti. So, if it is prahayati, you can have only pushpepyas prahayati, neither pushpani nor pushpana. Is what the Vakyapadiyakara intends. Hela Raja Okti Evam. Hela Raja is a commentator on the Vakyapadiya. So, he also agrees with it that there can be only Chaturthi and neither Dvitiya nor Shashti. Sanmate. Pushpani sprahayati, pushpanam sprahayati, ityadi, asadhveva, iti anyatra vistaraha. So, the Tattvabodhini elaborates on that. I mean, he says, if it is just kriyaya amabhiprayati, is wisdom, and we saw that Vastika, Kriyayam Abhiprayati Sopi Sampradanam, right? So when the Udeshya of a Kriya, of an Akarmaka Kriya will also be Sampradana. So by that itself, since this is a Sruhayati, you can have it by Kriyodeshya. Pushpa being the Udeshya of the Kriya itself, you can have the Sampradana Samya. So there is a special sutra which is being made for this purpose. So, which means that there is Sampradana always, and neither karma nor Srishti is the opinion of Bhartrihari, but so far as Dikshita is concerned, he accepts all of these. Abhyam Sutramati, Krudhadruhershya Suyarthana, Yam Prati Kopaha. Very popular in Prayoga. Krudhadruhershya Suyarthana, Yam Prati Kopaha. So, Chattvari Padani Santi, Karakadhikaraha, Sampradana Nityanu Vartate, Krudhadyarthana Prayoga, Yam Prati Kopaha, Saha Uprasamyaha Syad. So, when we use dhatus which have the meaning of any of these, Krudha, Druha, Irshya, or Asuya. So we'll see the dhatus later. What do they mean exactly? So, Tesham Prayoga, Yam Prati Kopaha. So, the person towards whom the anger is targeted. We'll see later again that all these are derived from anger. This is Krodha, Droha, Irshya, and Asuya. So, all of them have Kopa, that is anger, as their basis. So, Yam Prati Kopaha, the person to whom the kropa is targeted, saha upta samyaha syat. He will have sampradana samya, and therefore there will be chaturthi vibhakti. So krutha dyarthanam iti vyakhyane krutha krodhe druha drohe shyan vikaranau. So the first two dhatus, we don't get much from the dhatvartha. Right? I mean, there are many cases where we see this in the dhatu pata. We are saying krutha krodhe. Krodha itself is derived from krutha. So what is being intended there? You are saying, it is like a house is a house. You are not defining what is a house, or you are not even giving the meaning. There are some cases where you see the opposite. Say they say shing swapne and ish swapu shaye. So it is for shing it says it means swapna, and for swapu it means shayana. So there is a anyanya shaya where again, you don't get the meaning. So similarly here you have krudha krodhe and druha drohe. So if you already know what it is, you won't deserve it. So but this is a case where many cases with dhatu patha where if the artha is quite famous, say droha and krodha are pretty known terms. So the dhatu is defined in the same term. Okay. But Dikshita gives definition of what is krodha and droha. Okay. Irshya irshyayam shabvikarna. So krudha and droha, krudhyati druhyati, both belong to the fourth gana. Divadi ganasya dhatu shyan vikarna. Irshya irshyayam shabvikarna. Irshyati iti prathama ganasya dhatu shab vikarna. Asui upatape kandvadihi. Asuyati iti tu kandvadiganaha iti kashchana asti. Kandvadibhyo yak ityanena yak pratyaya vidhiyate tataha shap bhadiganavat bhavati. So kandvadihi. Esham arthaha eva arthaha esham iti vigraha. Krudhadruhesya suyarthanam ityatra vigraham pradarshayati. So Haraye krudhyati druhyati irshyati asuyati va. So the same thing. Haraye krudhyati, haraye druhyati, haraye irshyati, haraye asuyati. Si prayogaha harihi. Harim prati atra kopaha vidyate. Ataha harehe sampradana samya tat prayutta chaturthai vibhaktihi. So haraye krudhyati. Ramanadihi iti sheshaha. Any asuras or enemies of hari will be the karta. So haraye krudhyati ravanadihi iti sheshaha. Hari vishayakam kopam karoti ityarthaha. So So there is anger directed towards Hari, is what it means. Ghatechha samaniyataha chittavritti visheshaha kopaha. So what is kopa? Ghatechha samaniyataha chittavritti visheshaha. It is a kind of emotion, chittavritti, which exists, which coexists with the desire for ghata. Ghata is from hana himsagatyoho, to harm, or it is not, I mean, it is usually used in sense of kill, but it can just mean harm. So, a state of mind which exists, coexists with the desire to harm somebody is kopa. Okay. So, to whom is this kopa intended? Is Hari. Ghatechha samaniyataha chittavritti visheshaha kopaha. So, kopa, I mean, it is, again, that is why it is to harm, not just to kill. I mean, every time you get angry, it is not like you want to kill, but there is a desire to somehow hurt the other person. So, that is kopa. Akarmakatva shashti prapta. So, what would happen if this sutra weren't there? We would have had shashti vibhakti. Harehe iti praptam. Anena sutrena sampradana samya tatrayuktatrena chaturthi vibhaktischa vidhiyate. So, haraye drushyati. Drushyati iti. Kopat harivishayakam apakaram karoti ityarthaha. So, where krodha is just the desire to hurt. So, when something is actually done to harm the other person. Hari vishayakam apakaram karoti. Where the person takes an action to harm the other, we call it as droha. Haraye drukhyati. Kopat hari vishayakam apakaram karoti ityarthaha. Akarmakatvat shashti prapta. Atrapi shashti bhaktau praptayam anena chaturthi. Anena sampradana samya. Chaturthi sampradane ityanena sampradana. Apakaraha dukkhajanika kriya. So, apakara is an action which causes sorrow or sadness in somebody else. So, dhatvarthopa sangrahat akarmakaha. Dukkham janayati ityarthaha, drukhyati ityarthaha, athava apakaram karoti ityarthaha, karma dhatoveva sangrahitam. So, we saw the different kinds of akarmakas, right? So, dhatvarthopa sangrahita, where, say, pranan dharayati. Jivati ityasya pranan dharayati. Pranaha karma. So, dhatvarthe eva karmanaha sangrahaha asti ityataha. Bahirbhutam karma nasti. There is no external karma and therefore it is an akarmaka. Apakaraha dukkhajanika kriya dhatvarthopa sangrahat akarmakaha. Irshyati. Haraye irshyati. Irshya asahanam. So, it is intolerance is irshya. Harim kopat na sahate ityarthaha. So, he cannot tolerate Hari because of his kopa. That is Isha. Karmani dvitiya prapta. Harim na sahate. So, therefore, Hari should have been the karma. So, karmanaha apavadatvena anena sutrena sampradana samya vidhiyate. Sorry. Haraye asuyati. Asuyati va. Asuya guneshu dosharopaha. Asuya is where you treat even the good qualities of the other person as bad. Guneshu dosha ropaha. Finding fault even with the good qualities is asuya. Okay, jealousy. Yatha vihita karmachare dambhadi kratatva aropanam. Say, for example, he says, yatha vihita karmachare. When the person is doing something which is prescribed, even then, dambhadi kratatva aropanam. There is a aropa that it was done only for show. So, I mean, he is doing something properly, you label it as show off because you are jealous of the person. That is asuya. Dambhadi kratatva aropanam. Iha kopat harim durgunam manyate ityarthaha. Haraye asuyati ityasya kortaha. Kopat harim durgunam manyate. He thinks Hari is evil. The person, whoever is the karta. So, those are the different things which are given by the commentator. Dikshita, Bhattoji Dikshita himself gives the meanings of these terms. Kopa, krodha, droha. Krodhaha, amarshaha. So, he says, krodha is amarsha, which is prarodha kopaha. Okay. So, kopa, which is kopa can be momentary. You feel anger and it is gone. But when kopa remains for a long time, it is called krodha. Okay, it is a degree. Further extended anger is called krodha. Most of us, you see, you get angry and it is mostly momentary. But if the anger persists, it is called krodha. Prarudha kopaha. Namasya is defined as prarudha kopaha. Drohaha apakaraha, as he documented earlier, said apakara is harming somebody, is droha. Irshya akshama, akshama nama asahanam, not intolerance, not tolerating somebody's presence or somebody or something, is irshya. Asuya gunesh dosha vishkaranam. So asuya is finding fault even with the good qualities. So when there is a dhatu which indicates any of these meanings, we can have sampradana and chaturthi. Drohadayopi kopa prabhavaha eva drishyante. It says all these, krodha, droha, ishya and asuya, they are all arising from an initial kopa. Okay, kopa prabhavaha eva drishyante. So, any dhatu whose meaning, which arises from kopa, is what we take here. Ataha visheshanam samanyena. Therefore, the adjective they are given is yam prati kopa. See, if you are taking each one specifically, you should say yam prati drohaha or yam prati irshya, yam prati asuya. But that is not the case. Since all of them are derived from the common factor of kopa, he says yam prati kopaha, towards whom the anger is targeted. Without anger, none of these feelings arise. Therefore, so towards whom the anger is directed, we get sampradana samya. Yam prati kopah kim bharyam ishyati mainam anyo drakshi diti. If you are following the rule of Kaumudi, I have changed the order slightly to bring in this thing in presentation. Okay. Very slight reordering of the sentences of the mula. So yam, Rishida takes this first, yam prati kopah kim, and then he brings in all that. But I thought in continuation we'll finish that and then come to this. Yam prati kopaha kim bharyam irshyati mainam anyo drakshiriti. So, the person towards whom the kopa is targeted will have sampradana. He is saying bharyam irshyati iti prayogaha. So, irshya nama asahana na sahate. It is, he is not intolerant of his wife. He is intolerant of anybody who looks at his wife. So, mainam anyo drakshi riti, enam anyaha ma drakshi. He does not tolerate anybody who is looking or who looks at his wife. That is a very, very common emotion which is seen in men, I guess. So, bharyam irshyati. So, here, the kopa is not towards the bharya. So, ataiva bharyayai irshyati iti na. Yaha tam pashyati tasmai irshyati. Kintu bharyam irshyati. Tasya. So, the vai, the prayoga, mainam anyo drakshi iti. So, because he does not want others to look at her. Mainam iti. Look at mainam iti. Enam bharyam anyaha na pashyet ityetadartham bharya guneshu dosharopanam karoti ityarthah. So it need not be, if it is asuyati, it is dosharopana. If it is just irshyati, it is na sahate ityarthah. Natra bharyam pratikopaha kintu parena drishyamanam tam na sahate ityeva vivakshitam iti bodhyam. So the vivaksha here is kopa towards somebody else. Parena drishyamanam tam na sahate itteva vivakshitam iti bodhyam. So yam pratikopaha, so bharyam pratikopaha nasti ityataha tatra sampradana samya nasti. So there is na sahate, kim na sahate, bharyam anyena drishyamanam bharyam na sahate ataha karmatvam asti tatra yukta dvitiya vibhaktihi. Krudha druhoho upasishtayoh karma. Krudha druha
ಉಪಸೃಷ್ಟಯೋಹು ಉಪಸರ್ಗಪೂರ್ವಕಯೋಹು ಕೃತದ್ರುಹೋಹು ಪ್ರಯೋಗೆ ಕರ್ಮತ್ವಮೇವ ಭವತಿ. ಕೃತದ್ರುಹೇ ಶ್ಯಾಸ್ಥಾನಾಂ ಇತ್ಯತಃ ಯಂ ಪ್ರತಿಕೋಪಃ ಇತಿ ಅನುವರ್ತತೆ. ಸೋಪಸರ್ಗಯೋಹು ಅನಯೋಹು ಯೋಗೆ there is a question here, two questions. So one is, how can kridhyati be akarmaka? You always get angry with something, correct? But that with something we is getting sampradana sam, you know, we, even without this there would be just the sambandha, that is vishayata sambandha, kim vishayakaha kopaha itseva. So that is if it is just kupyati, it is not you will not say ಹರಿಂ ಕುಪ್ಯತಿ, ದ ಪ್ರಯೋಗ ಇಸ್ ಹರೇ ಕುಪ್ಯತಿ, ಹರಿ ವಿಷಯಕಃ ಕೋಪಃ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ಅರ್ಥಃ. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಎ ವಿಷಯತಾ ಸಂಬಂಧ, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಕರ್ಮ ದರ್, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಫಲಾಶ್ರಯತ್ವ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಹರಿ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಅಕರ್ಮಕ ಧಾತು ಫಾರ್ ಫಾರ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಕೃಧ್ಯತಿ ಅಂಡ್ ದೃಹ್ಯತಿ. ಸೊ ದ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವಿಷಯತಾ ಸಂಬಂಧ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ whatever the thing which towards which there is anger and there is this. So it is an apavada to shashti in those two cases. It is not karma as defined by kim dhatartha vyapara janya phala phalashreya karma iti nasti. So right, yadi bharyam pratikopaha sarhi bharyayai krudhyati satyam. So if the kopa is targeted towards the bhārya herself, it is bhārya yai krudhyati or bhārya yai drupyati, whatever it is. Any other questions? Okay, so sopa sargayohu anayohu yoge, krudha druhadhato sattvohu, sopa sargayohu yoge, ಯಂ ಪ್ರತಿಕೋಪಃ ತತ್ಕಾರಕಂ ಕರ್ಮಸಮ್ಯಂ ಸ್ಯಾತ್. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಅನ್ ಉಪಸರ್ಗ, ದೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಕರ್ಮಸಮ್ಯ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾನ. ಓಕೆ, ವೆನ್ ಕೃಧ ಅಂಡ್ ದೃಹ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಿಸೀಡೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಅನ್ ಉಪಸರ್ಗ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾನ, ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಹಾವ್ ಕರ್ಮಸಮ್ಯ. ಸೋಪಸರ್ಗಯೋ ಯತಿ ಪೂರ್ವಸೂತ್ರ ಅಪವಾದೋಯಂ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಟು ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಸೂತ್ರ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಕೃಧ ದೃಹೇಶ್ಯ ಸೂರ್ಯಾರ್ಥನ. ಕ್ರೂರಂ ಅಭಿಕೃಧ್ಯತಿ ಅಭಿದೃಹ್ಯತಿ. ಸೊ ಅಭಿಕೃಧ್ಯತಿ ಅಭಿದೃಹ್ಯತಿ, ಸೊ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮಚ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಉಪಸರ್ಗ ಇಸ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಥಿಂಗ್, ಕೃಧ್ಯತಿ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ಅರ್ಥ ಅಭಿಕೃಧ್ಯತಿ. ಸೊ ಕ್ರೂರಂ ಅಭಿಕೃಧ್ಯತಿ, ಕ್ರೂರಂ ಅಭಿದೃಹ್ಯತಿ. ಸೊ ಉಭಯತ್ರ ಅಭಿ ಇತಿ ಉಪಸರ್ಗಪೂರ್ವಕತ್ವಾತ್ ಯಂ ಪ್ರತಿಕೋಪ, ಕ್ರೂರಂ ಪ್ರತಿಕೋಪ ಅಥ ಕ್ರೂರಸ್ಯ ಕರ್ಮಸಂಜ್ಞಾ ಅಸ್ತಿ ನ ತು ಸಂಪ್ರದಾನಸಂಜ್ಞಾ. ಕ್ರೂರಾಯ ಕೃಧ್ಯತಿ, ಕ್ರೂರಾಯ ದೃಹ್ಯತಿ. ಸೋಪಸರ್ಗಯೋ ಪ್ರಯೋಗೆ ಕ್ರೂರಂ ಅಭಿಕೃಧ್ಯತಿ, ಕ್ರೂರಂ ಅಭಿದೃಹ್ಯತಿ. ಸೊ ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ ಇನ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್. ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಅ ಫ್ಯೂ ಮೋರ್ ಸೂತ್ರಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕಾರಕ ಚತುರ್ಥಿ, ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಮೂವ್ ಆನ್ ಟು ದ ಉಪಪದ ಚತುರ್ಥಿ. ವಿಲ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ ಟುಮಾರೋ. ಏನಾಕ್ಷರಸಮಾಂ ನಾಯಮತಿ ಗಮ್ಯಮಹೇಶ್ವರ ಕೃತ್ಸಂ ವ್ಯಾಕರಣಂ ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತಂ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಪಾಣಿನಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಮುನಿತ್ರಯಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ತದುಕ್ತಿ ಪರಿಭಾವ್ಯ ಚ ವೈಯಾಕರಣ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಕೌಮುದೀನಂ ವಿರಚ್ಯತೆ.